Unit 38, that's a 10-1, that's half 36. Copy, that's 1-4, show us on route, ETA 2 minutes.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Running Code, the podcast where you, the viewer, get to know a little bit about us, the men and women who serve the Newport News Police Department. Captain, how are you?
Lieutenant, I'm fine. I'm good, Melissa. Captain, Lieutenant, Sergeant.
I'm good. Morgan, it's always good to sit up here with you. If anything, I know you're going to make fun of me.
Oh.
So we've got a pretty cool guest today. She's younger on the department. She just kind of got started in her law enforcement career. You want to introduce yourself to the folks? Tell them who you are.
Yes, I'm Tiffany Williams. I'm, like you said, new to the police department, not quite long, been working, but having fun. I work South Precinct Patrol Officer, District 12, and that's pretty much it.
Where are you from originally, Tiffany?
I'm from Jacksonville, Florida.
Jacksonville, Florida? That's a ways from here.
Yes, it is.
How'd you end up here?
My wonderful husband, active duty Navy.
He's active duty. So you've seen a few places, I imagine, with your husband's service.
Yes, just a few. Really? Not a lot.
Been around the world or mostly U.S.?
U.S.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So his assignment took him here.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you're his spouse, military spouse. So you moved and you came over here, right?
Yep.
Where's the law enforcement connection? How'd that happen?
So it has always been like a dream of mine. To be a police officer. And it started like when I was 12 years old, right? My mom passed away. And just being a 12-year-old, you know, you just don't know, like, you know, what's going to happen. But then when it happened, we had these wonderful police officers just come in and just take control of a situation. But our encounter was so positive and it was so wonderful, you know, going through a crisis situation like that. So I was like, man, you know, when I get to be older, I want to do the same thing that, you know, these police officers are doing for me and my family. And it just started, that's where it started from. So just being able to be put in that type of situation and seeing the encounter that I had with law enforcement, say I want to do something good like that for the world. So
you didn't wait too long, though. Because you got involved in law enforcement way before most of us would have age-wise,
yes,
right?
Yes,
tell the folks a little bit about that.
So, like I said, like 12 years old when that happened, I had to go live with my mom, with my mom's sister, which was my auntie. And, you know, she decided to put us in programs that will keep us, you know, on a positive road. You know, sometimes behaviors start to happen in your life at a young age, considering the trauma and the crisis that I went through at 12 years old. So my auntie, she put me in a program such as the Police Explorer, and that's where it also began, right? So 12 years old, I started the Police Explorer program at 16 years old. And so from there, all the way up until I graduated from high school and went off to college, I was a Police Explorer.
Wow. So. And for those who don't know, the Police Explorers are sort of like a scouts program where you go and you learn about what police work is, how police work works, and who does it, right? And how long were you in that program?
From 16 to like 19.
And it had a big influence on you.
Oh, positive influence and big influence on me.
And so based on that, is that kind of where your desire to attend college and head in that criminal justice direction came from?
Exactly. Yep. So that's when once I graduated from high school, I went off to college and I pursued a criminal justice degree. And once I pursued that criminal justice degree, you know, little obstacles came my way, such as me having like my first son. Right. So when that happened, I kind of like fell back. Right. Because at that time I was a single parent. And then I was like, you know, I just still had that fire in me and that desire, right? So once I, you know, took a little hiatus, I started back again at criminal justice. And then, you know, it was just a process. And then, like, you know, once I got married, I put my foot down. And I'm like, you know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get it right this time. And, you know, I started off at a community college with getting my my associate's degree. And then after that, once I got married, we moved to Virginia from Jacksonville, Florida. And then I finished up some of my classes at it was Thomas Nelson at the time. And then once I graduated from Thomas Nelson, then I transferred to ODU. And then that's where I finished up my bachelor's degree. Yes, and I see Lieutenant Morgan representing the Monarchs. Go Monarchs. Yeah. That's right. So that's where it was at. So.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And so you finish your university, mm-hmm. and now you decide to apply all that knowledge to the real world.
Yes.
And you look at the Newport News Police Department as an option to pursue your career,
yes.
right, in law enforcement.
Yes.
There's so many police departments around here. Why Newport News?
So my, so what I said was, even when I was going through the process was, what other department that I would want to be in besides the community that I live in? So I live in Newport News, right? And I want to make Newport News a better community, so I want to serve that community. So, and not only the community I live in, it's such a great police department. And it's not because I work in that department, but it's like the sky is the limit with Newport News Police Department. Like, you can do anything. You can go as far as the sky. Like, it's just... It offers so many things. So, you know, you would want to, I know me personally, I would want to work for a department such as that.
Right. And I know that you're all about training.
Like, yes.
Well, we've had this conversation.
Yes.
You want to get every single bit of training that you can because you want to be the very best police officer that you can be.
Uh-huh.
And so I often see you at the academy training in a variety of different subjects.
Yes.
You really have a passion for that.
Yes.
What is in the future for you? Like, because you said that there's sky's the limit.
Yes.
But what's your end goal? What are you looking for? Because I know you have a strong desire to help people, but we can help them in so many different ways in so many different positions.
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking for?
So, like, you know, I just put in my package for negotiation, right? So negotiations is in the future. A detective, I can start, like, I would love to start from, you know, property crimes and work myself up, right, to as far as homicide, right? Because that's the cream of the crop. So that's where I see myself, like negotiation, detective. You know, I always tease, like, my coworkers, like, when I'm in lineup, like, captain, you know what I mean? Like, chief.
Right.
So, you know, it's the sky's the limit. You know what I'm saying? So just working hard to, you know, go to that level.
Right.
So,
and Melissa, you were in the Bureau. So you're living proof. I mean, you've been a detective before. You're living proof that really the sky is the limit.
I have, in fact. Yeah, I've done a little bit of everything. I think when I went to the Bureau, it was in auto theft.
Yes,
I did.
That, there was a story that Lieutenant Rogers told that if you want to watch that episode, it's quite an interesting story, but we'll leave it at that, shall we?
Crop dusters. So anyway, so Tiffany, when you started with us, mm-hmm. you were still at Old Dominion.
Yes.
And I met you through mm-hmm. the lovely Miss Monica.
Yes.
Miss Monica White.
Yeah.
Because you started off as a volunteer
with
us.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you did the volunteer thing and then decided this is where you wanted to be. This is where it was at. And you went through the process with us while you were working with me in South.
Yes.
So and kept a lot of officers from missing court. I will say that. I will say that.
Yes.
She found her niche down South.
Yes. And you know what? What's so amazing? It's kind of like it's full circle because when I did volunteer, I was just volunteering. But even before I was volunteering, it was just like, you came along and you was like, I can use her somewhere. And I was like, oh my goodness. She was the one that took me under her wings, took me to South. I did the calendar invites for the missing the court. And I mean, it just gave me so much insight and it gave me a positive perspective. And I'm like, yeah, I can see myself working for this police department. And ever since then, it's just been awesome. It's been so awesome.
Wow. Yeah. And you've been with us how many years now total?
Including volunteering.
Full-time, I think you were in BLE 31?
31,
How many years have you been here total?
I would say going on 2 years, so I would say like 20 months, but
so
going
years.
On 2 years.
Yeah, and I think Melissa will agree with me. You're probably one of the most positive people that I ever meet.
She's and like a that shot I've ever met. Optimism.
Yeah, and every time I see you, like you lift me up, you know? And yeah. Is that something that's always been natural
yes,
for you?
Yes, it has always been natural for me. And then, like, taking on this role as a police officer, you know, my question was, like, God, like, you know, I know my purpose, right? Like, I know I have a passion for criminal justice, but how can I use my purpose with my passion? And I'm like, man, like, you know, when I take on this job, I want you to, like, I want you to be able to get the glory, but I want you to use me so that I can help all these people. And what other place I can do it besides the police, Newport News Police Department? So that's why every day is so positive for me, because I want to not do it for myself, but do it for God and to help others, right? Because it's so cliche to say, oh, I want to protect and serve, but how can I protect and serve? Like,
right.
You know, I meet people on their worst days. Mm. So, you know, right. I want to be like, what can I do for you? How can I make your day better? Right. So that's why every time people see me, I just try to be positive, because I can really be negative, right? But that's not going to do me no good.
That's
so.
Too easy.
Yeah.
Being negative
yeah.
is way too easy.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that the impact that these officers had on you when your mother unfortunately mm-hmm. passed away, it was such a positive impact that now here we are years later mm-hmm. and you're doing the same for others, because I can say with certainty that unfortunately during this 2 year period, you've probably been to somebody's house on a death.
Oh, yes.
It happens. And you know how important mm-hmm. it is to be kind and gentle mm-hmm. and caring to mm-hmm. somebody who's in that position, because it is the worst time of their life, especially for a 12-year-old child.
Yes.
So here you are paying it forward. Mm-hmm. You know, if I may speak freely, God has an interesting way mm-hmm. of putting us where we need to be
yes.
and bringing us full circle.
Right. Full circle.
Right. So Captain, I always tell people, because like my 20-year-old self, like, always wanted to be a police officer, right? But my 45-year-old self is doing, like, being the best police officer I could be, right? So his timing is not my timing. Oof. But it comes back full circle, because
right.
now I'm an awesome police officer. I may not be my 20-year-old police officer, but, you know, my 45-year-old police officer is awesome. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing
right.
so many great things. And coming into this police department, like, my age was such a thing. Like, I'm like, man, I'm so, you know, I'm so old. Mm. I can't do this. Like,
right.
I can't. But, man, I'm telling you, when I came into BLE, like, I was running circles around some of the young people, you
sure.
know what I mean? And my mind was so sharp, you know, the decision making was so great, but my 20-year-old self probably couldn't do that, right?
Right.
But my 45-year-old self, man, it is so awesome. So
do you believe that your life experiences made you that crisp,
oh.
if you will?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
It has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
Had a
and
lot
your desire.
To do with it. Right. Right,
your
my
desire.
Passion, yes. Sir.
And your passion. Mm-hmm. Well, fascinating.
I think your 20-year-old self would be very proud.
I agree.
Of what
yes.
you are doing
yes.
now.
Right.
Yeah,
you know.
I
right.
agree 100%.
Right.
And you're from a family of service, because your husband is also serving his country.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yes.
Okay, and a matter of fact, Melissa, I don't know if you know this, but Tiffany won an award recently, and you were awarded that from the military base
yes.
you live on, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Can you tell us about that?
Yes. So like, of course, I'm a military spouse. My husband is active duty Navy. And I received the email saying, like, can you just give us some insight on, like, you know, the police department and how does it help you in your role as a military spouse? In the same way I'm speaking to right now is the same way that I stated that, you know, just the role of me being a military spouse. And I guess, you know, they looked into it and they just awarded me the military spouse of 2024 for the month of October.
Amazing.
So yeah,
I love it.
Yeah,
wow.
So.
Go NNPD.
Yes,
that's
what I'm
right.
telling you. I'm telling you. I represent it everywhere I go, because it's the best police department in the world.
That's
I'm
awesome.
Telling you.
Yeah, you really love
yeah.
it.
I do.
Like, you have a genuine
really
love
oh,
for,
yeah.
for police.
Oh, yes, I really do.
Right.
Yep. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Matt, if you will, are we okay?
Yeah, we're doing great on time.
Yeah, you got any questions for Tiff?
I'm just wondering where I can get just a little ounce of her energy from.
Right. And I'm telling you, day one, this yes. is how she walked through the door. You
yeah.
know,
I remember her giving her speech at BLE 31. I think
oh.
that was one of the,
yeah.
the best I've heard since I've
yeah.
been here.
Thank you.
Did
you.
Do
thank
remarks.
You so.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, what
thank
was
you.
It like to be selected by a class of your peers to do that? By the way, speak at the graduation.
It was so awesome, and I'm, you know, I try to stay humble, right? I'm like, no, not Tiffany. Like, you know, look, Tiffany, she don't need to get in front of a whole crowd and speak, you know. But it felt good, because, you know, it just let me know that my class was looking up to me and thought enough of me to, you know, select me to do that speech. So it was really good.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And I guess I have to ask this question. What advice would you give to other men and women out there who are hitting that 40, maybe have retired from previous work and are saying, you know, I have this interest in law enforcement, but then they check the same box as you do. I have, I'm not so young anymore. I'm not so quick anymore. Mm-hmm. What do you say to them if they were sitting here and you looking right in the eyes?
Man, I would say, listen, if it's something that you always dreamed of, you always wanted to do, like, do not sell yourself short. Go out and do it, like, and give it your best. If you give it your best at the end of the day and that's all you can do, like, hey, you gave it your best, you tried it, and you're not gonna know it until you try it. So just go do it. Be like Nike. Just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Now, I heard from a little birdie that there was somebody who kind of pushed you a little bit to want to do to kind of go for the academy, Miss Moore.
Yes, Investigator Moore. I was actually doing my background check for just to be a volunteer, and she said, Miss Williams, why you want to just be a volunteer? She's like, you can just be a police officer. I said, no, Miss Moore, like, I'm too old, like, you know. She said, no, you're not too old. She's like, you go out there. And she was like, just try, just give it a try, and that's what I did. And come back full circle.
Shout out Miss Moore.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes,
Miss Moore and Miss Monica.
Yep.
Wow. What a pleasure.
Yeah.
A pleasure. So you want to be a negotiator one day?
Yes.
You want to do that. That's mm-hmm. kind of one of your peripheral goals,
yep.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Why negotiation? Like, why? Why negotiate? Why not something else? What is it that attracts you to that?
So what attracts me to that is the same thing with my job, right? I'm going to meet somebody on their worst day, going through a crisis, right? And I just want to let them know, hey, listen, it is so much more out here. Giving up is not the answer. But, you know, just talking them down, like just talking them through, just letting them know that, you know, it is something bigger and better. Giving up is not the answer. It's not the way. And like I say, if it's anything I can do, how can I help you? How can I make this day, this worst day, a better day? And not just me as one person, but as a team, right? As just somebody that's just willing to serve and help, you know, so.
Yeah, and you and I had an interesting conversation at the academy one day, and you were telling me that every person that you come along, that you meet, as you even just simply pass by, you look them in the eye and you say hello.
Yes.
Because that hello could be the defining mm-hmm. Moment of their day where they decide, you know what, that act of kindness is going to stop me from doing something mm-hmm. that, you know, I was thinking about doing when I got home or that kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. And it's so important, and like, because this is the thing. Like, I always tell people the golden rule is the golden rule for a reason. It is simple as, if I want to be treated right, I'm going to treat somebody else right. So if I treat you right, you're going to treat me right. It's so simple. That it's the golden rule for a reason, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why I treat people the way I treat them every day I come in contact with people. Because if I treat you nice, I'll just want you to treat me nice. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not looking for nothing in return. Just, I respect you, you respect me. And that goes a long way. You know, I don't have to have all the celebrity publicity. Just treat me like I want to be treated. That's it.
Wow. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Tiffany, what do you do to relax?
Yeah.
Oh,
you have a lot going on in life.
Yes,
I do a lot of ripping and running. And what do you do when it's time to turn down a little bit?
So, like, of course, like, I have a wonderful husband. Like, I have two sons. So I always go home and I embrace my love, you know, for my family. I love to go out to, like, different restaurants to eat. And I also like to shop. That's like,
you speaking my language now.
Wow.
I know that's right.
You'll have to go shopping together.
Yes, exactly.
Oh no, that would probably be bad.
I'll drive the car. I'll get
there.
Right,
you go.
Right,
there you go.
Right. So, like, that's just what I like to do.
Really?
In my free time. Yep.
Wow. So you are you a foodie or you just enjoy restaurants?
I just enjoy restaurants.
A good meal.
Mm-hmm. The experience. The going to great restaurants for the ambiance.
Oh,
and
wow.
The experience.
So a fine dining experience.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Have you done Sauté yet?
Yes.
Your new 40s?
Mm-hmm.
Girl.
Great. It's great. Yeah.
Captain, have you had the pleasure? It's right there in City Center.
I have not.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Sauté?
Yeah.
Yes.
I have not. highly recommend?
Yes.
Is that in Newport News, Virginia?
It's in City Center. Yes, sir. Yeah. Okay. Yes, sir. We're going to get you there.
Okay.
We're going to get you there.
Sounds good. Matt, shall we go to rapid fire?
Sounds like a plan.
All right, Melissa, would you like to start, my friend?
Listen.
All right.
Yes. It's like this question was made for us.
Okay.
All right. Favorite shopping destination? Patrick Henry Mall, mm-hmm. Tech Center, or City Center?
I would say City Center.
Okay.
City Center.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Any particular reason? Or?
The environment is different than the Patrick Henry Mall. Mm-hmm. And
it's
Tech
outdoor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And the scenery.
Okay. Right?
Yeah. So, City
enough.
Center.
All right. Melissa, any preference? Or?
Listen.
All of them?
I give them all a chance. Yeah.
I had a feeling. I had a feeling it was all of them.
Yeah.
All right.
I feel like you can shop anywhere.
Yeah. You can shop anywhere. If there's stores, we're good. Okay. All right. I'm the kind of shopper, I know what I want before I get there. Mm-hmm. I go in.
I'm boring. That's so boring. You may as well do that online.
Yeah.
I do that online as well. Yes, absolutely.
Not surprised all right. at all.
Question number two. Favorite soda?
Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper?
I was not ready for that.
I was not ready for that. She might as well said root beer. Ooh, it gave me the willies for a minute. Ooh. All right.
Yes, Dr. Pepper. No.
How about you? No sodas?
No, I wish. I used to lay off the sodas. My kids got me out here just wrong. Coke or Sprite?
Coke or Sprite.
It just depends on the day.
Yeah.
I like you ever hear San Pellegrino, the soda?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it right there. Blood mm-hmm. orange.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
I have seen those. Uh-huh.
That's a good one.
Have you tried the lemon one?
No.
Stand by, Tiffany, for an experience.
Are they sweet?
They're sweet and sour at the same time.
Okay.
But most importantly, they're Italian.
They're Italian.
That's right.
Why am I not shocked?
Question number three. Here we go.
Best trip you've ever taken?
I would say Antigua.
Really?
It was a girl's trip.
Fly?
Enough said.
Fly.
Okay.
Enough said.
We don't need to go into that one?
Nope, we're not going to do that.
All right, question number four then. Here we go. Most played song on your playlist?
I would say Never Would Have Made It.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can't answer that question with with precision, Melissa.
After she just said what she said, I'm almost ashamed to say what mine is.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm skipping that one.
All right. Okay. Let's move along to question number five. Okay. All right. Here we go.
I clearly have some interest. I need to reflect on some things. If you could travel back in time to any year, what year would it be and why?
It will be 2008. When I got married to my wonderful husband.
Aww.
So.
Wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's very romantic.
Yeah.
That's wow. so sweet.
Enjoy that year again?
Yes. 2008.
Oh. Wow. That's pretty romantic.
Aww.
Yeah. I can't even come close to matching that whatsoever, Melissa.
You literally could have just said the same kind of thing when you got married.
But it wouldn't have come off. It wouldn't have been genuine.
Listen.
Yeah.
I don't want to be at home when you get there.
Yeah.
2012. When I had my son.
Oh,
best year ever. Best year ever.
Yeah, I think if I could go back in time and live any year, I would probably go back on a serious note to the year my grandfather passed away mm-hmm. and spend the year with him.
Oh.
Like every day. And he's a big influence on me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I would probably relive that year with him. And probably I saw him that year, don't get me wrong, but I would make it a point every day to see him.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that'd be pretty cool. So,
yeah, that is
anyways,
cool.
Well, I think we got another one wrapped up. What'd you think, Tiffany?
It was so great.
Did you have a good time?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, can you imagine people come here and go, I don't want to do it,
yes.
I'm nervous, and then when we're done, they're like, hey, that was so easy.
So great, yes, so easy, so great.
It's a pleasure to have you. Yeah, Melissa?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Keep doing what you're doing.
I'm trying.
You are... Your name is everywhere. As a matter of fact, photos. Every time I open one of the bulletins, I see your smiling face. Keep doing that. You are everywhere.
Yeah, you're a difference maker, Tiffany.
Yeah, you
Thank
are.
You. I appreciate
you
it.
Are. And keep it up. And never let that love for people, mm-hmm. you know, diminish.
Yes, sir.
You and I have talked about that. Yeah?
That's right.
Okay.
Yep. Thank
what
you.
What a pleasure. And we are on a bunch of platforms, folks. Wherever you can get a podcast, we're there. We are on YouTube. We're on Spotify. We're on all of them. Right, Melissa?
Apple, Google.
Yeah.
All of the above.
All of the above. So do you want to tell the folks goodbye?
Thank you guys for coming. See you next time.
Cheers, everyone. Be safe.
Bye-bye.